Which have been referred to the bottom of our council. He will preside all regular and special meeting of the committee, and many call special committee meeting as they appear to him to be required. He may assign problem and proposal and follow up on regulation to individual member of the committee. He will keep the attendance records and minute of all committee meeting and will arrange for duplication of all committee record as copy and required. The committee official record and report are the property of the committee and the Eastern Navajo. At the end of any committee officer term of office, he shall turn over to his assistant in office whatever officially committee record and report he may have his in his possession. Recommendation for revision or amendment of this plan of operation may be submitted to the Eastern Navajo Council by the committee at any regular meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council. Such revision or amendments will be effective only upon approval by the Eastern Navajo. This plan of operation was adopted by federal resolution by the Eastern Navajo Counselor on October 21, 1967. The membership to the health committee was chosen by formal action of the council on July 15, 1967. The establishment of committee. The article person were elected as member of the root committee of the Eastern Navajo Council at Crown Point, New Mexico on July 15, 1968. District 15, Tony Bisanti, Dan Mesco, Jack Horn, Tom Raphael, Charlie Y. McGee, Joe Nelson. District 19, Tyler Harrison. Tom Raphael was appointed as the chairman of the Root Committee and the vice chairman and secretary to be elected by the committee in this first meeting. This committee shall be proposed of not less than three representatives, each from District 15, 16, and 19. Of the member organizing elected on July 15, 1968, one member from each district will serve through July 31, 1970. One member will serve through July 31, 1970. And one member will serve through July 30, 1971. The members serving this different term to be decided by the committee as each member term of office is to be expired. His unsuccessor will be elected in the June meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council to the 3-year term. Starting on the date following his election, members of the committee are enabled for re-election without any limit on the number of terms they can serve. As vacancy currently in any member's position shall be filled by election of a new member from the same district as the provision in COVID at the next meeting of the Eastern Navajo Council to fill out the unexpired term of the provision in COVID. The Road Committee will meet regularly during the first and second week in the months of February, April, June, August, October, and December each year to prepare its report and recommendation for representation to the Eastern Navajo Council at its regular meeting on the third Saturday of this month. It may have special meeting on call by the chairman. 5 members will constitute a quorum for the conduct of official committee business. The committee member representative from each district will meet on a regular basis with the chapter and the respective district and with the Eastern Navajo Agency Travel Operation Representative and ONEO Community Development Workers assigned to work with this chapter for the purpose of determining need of roads construction and road improvement within the revised chapter areas. Basing these determinations information on population, location, important service point, schools, hospitals, clinics, chapter house, trading post, marketing center, private highways, mission, and church, to which accused is required an area offering recreation and tourism, development, botanical, and assisting the chapter individually or in group of neighboring chapter, and determine properties for road construction and road improvement. The committee member meeting joining will develop, recommend master road construction plan for the Navajo populated area of community Rio Alberna, Chavez, San Juan, and Kenna country, and for the entire Eastern Navajo agents, traditionation basing their recommendation on information obtained from their study of roads, needs, and their decision of these needs, which the concerned chapter, the committee will present and explain the recommendation on master road planning to the Eastern Navajo Council for approval. The committee will study all problems and proposals relating to roads and school bus routes, construction and maintenance, as provided by the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the State Highways Department, Board of County Commissioner, and County Road Department, referred to the committee by school board and public school officials. Tribal chapter district councils on the are the Eastern Navajo councilors. It will collect all facts about each problem or proposal referred to it by interviewing tribal chapter officer. Officials often of agents and business which was such route to carry out their respective program and business, and by conducting field investigation as necessary based on such study and investigation, the committee will prepare the report on the fact regarding each problem or proposal and its recommendation on the same for consideration and appropriate action by the Eastern Council. The committee